Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled, and we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hi, Fried friends. It's Sarah. I just want you to know that I know that you are completely exhausted and that it totally sucks. I know because I was there too. And I was reminded of how much exhaustion sucks a couple of times recently while traveling to Thailand, which for me is on the other side of the planet from where I live in Minnesota. And after traveling for almost 30 hours and a couple days of jet lag, I was deliriously tired. And it had been a while since I was that tired, probably since I was deeply burnt out. So I thought of all of you who are currently exhausted and in the depths of burnout, and especially those of you who responded to Kate's question in the Facebook group recently. Many of you replied emphatically that exhaustion was the number one symptom that you wanted to be resolved first during your recovery, which is totally understandable because the struggle is very real. When you're exhausted, your batteries are low and your capacity to do things is also low. So today, let's talk about how to refill your batteries and increase your capacity. First off, please remember that once you are burnt out and completely exhausted, that you are in a deep hole of depletion, the kind of hole that you can't see the bottom of when you look down into it. And filling that deep hole takes time and a consistent investment in your recovery. Unfortunately, burnout exhaustion is not the kind of exhaustion that a few nights of good sleep or vacation will make better. And I don't say this to rub salt in your wounds. I'm saying it so you can reset your expectations to realistic when it comes to how long it will take you to get your energy back. There are many factors that determine how long your recovery will take, and we have to consider the depth of your hole of depletion. I know this may sound obvious, but the deeper your hole of depletion, the longer it will likely take to fill it. How long, you ask? That depends not only on how deep your hole is, but how restful your rest and sleep are, and how well your body can make energy for you to do your day-to-day, but also to repair everything you need to in order to recover from burnout. Everyone breaks down a little differently, but for many people, it's many of your parts that need repair. Specifically when it comes to remedying exhaustion. If the parts of you that make energy aren't working well, it will take more time to heal them and then also make energy efficiently and fill that hole eventually. To better understand this, let's talk about the ways your body makes energy. I'm going to keep it as simple as possible for your burnt out brain with minimal medical terms. First, let's talk about how bodies get energized by the food we eat and what gets in the way of that. The most talked about way to get more energy from food is by eating nutritious food. But did you know that eating cooked food helps you get more energy from your food, especially when you're depleted? I know that it's more likely that you've heard that raw food is more nutritious, and technically it may be, but when raw, the nutrition is locked away inside of the plant cell walls. And if your digestion is weak because you're depleted, you may not be able to break down that hearty plant material and access the nutrition that's inside. Here's how Chinese medicine looks at it. Your stomach is a pot, and your spleen is the fire under that pot that warms everything in your stomach up to body temperature, which helps break it down. When you start with food that's raw, or even cooked food cold out of the fridge, or worse yet, a cold raw salad right out of the fridge, it takes a lot of energy just to get your food up to body temperature, and then even more energy to squish it and break it down so that it can be moved down the line to your small intestine where your nutrients are absorbed. After your small intestine takes the good stuff, it sends what you don't need to the colon to be pooped out. When the stomach, spleen, and small intestine are working well, you get to make good energy from the nutritious food you're eating. And if you aren't eating nutritious food, well, you're going to get even less nutrients from your food. And please note that if you're really tired after you eat, you may want to prioritize not doing anything else while you eat and also let yourself rest or nap afterwards. This lets your body focus on digesting and getting what it needs from your food instead of sending the energy meant for digestion to whatever else it is you're doing while your body's trying to digest. The Chinese refer to this energy I'm talking about as qi. The character of qi is the steam that rises from a pot of cooking rice. This steam is said to rise from the pot and mix with the clean, fresh air we breathe in. And this is another way that we make good qi. If we aren't breathing clean air, we aren't going to make the same quality of qi as we do when we breathe oxygen-filled air straight from the trees in a forest. This is part of the reason why being in nature is so healing, not to mention that trees emit a healing frequency. But that's another podcast. Moral of the story, get outside where the air is clean. And if you're in the city, maybe get some plants and an air purifier to make the air in your indoor space even cleaner. Sometimes when you're making good qi, you can't get it to where it needs to go because it's stuck and not moving around your body well. This lack of free flow leaves you feeling crappy, even if you have enough qi. Some things that slow qi down are a lack of moving your body around, not processing your emotions, especially anger and resentment, and not having good enough blood. And this slowing down happens even quicker when we're depleted. So this is another friendly reminder to get yourself a resentment journal if you haven't already, especially if you're feeling stuck and having low energy. And even more, if you don't have the energy to move your body to help move the stuck energy, which is usually the case when you're this kind of exhausted. Sometimes it's less about qi and more about blood. When your blood isn't as potent as it could be, this can also leave us feeling pooped. But if you've ever been told you're anemic, you know this kind of exhaustion already. But even if you haven't been told you're anemic and your iron levels are technically quote unquote normal, your blood can be lacking in its ability to hold all the oxygen you need to feel energized. You need that good food broken down well and fully absorbed in order to have the building blocks of good quality blood. Once you have good blood, you need your heart to move it around your body. You need it to be strong to do that, not just from cardiovascular exercise, but also energetically. Your heart needs to have good qi too. The Chinese call the heart the emperor because they see it as the organ in charge, not the brain. The heart is also the seat of your shen or your spirit. And this capital S self is meant to be in charge, but not like a general. More like the wise one that knows what's best for you and shows you how to move forward on your unique and purposeful path, one step at a time.
Fried fam, I tell you in nearly every episode that step one of your burnout recovery is blood work. And I know that a lot of you avoid it because it's a pain and because your doctor has told you that everything is quote unquote fine. And they refuse to test all the things that you think you need. What if I told you that you could test what you want, when you want, from your home with just a couple of drops of blood? SciFox Health allows you to do just that. You can buy tests as one-offs or join a membership. Either way, you can test and track your results to help you make decisions about your burnout recovery journey. Get 10% off any membership, subscription, or one-time test kit right now. Go to scifoxhealth.com/fried for your discount. That's scifoxhealth.com/fried. We'll be right back.
when you have not been taking care of yourself and ignoring messages from your heart, or maybe not even tuning in to get them in the first place, this form of abandoning your guidance system takes a toll on your heart over time. It weakens the energy of the heart, and then it can't do its job well anymore. This leads to less circulation around the body, but also to anxiety, depression, lack of joy, and that non-existent gratitude that us fried folks know all too well. I know that you know that being able to sleep and sleep well is one of the most effective ways to refill your batteries. You can set yourself up for good sleep by not using all of your energy when you're awake, so that you have some energy to anchor you into falling asleep and for doing all of the necessary repairs and restoration during sleeping hours. It may not seem like it, but you are quite active internally when you're sleeping, even though you're not moving around. If sleep is elusive to you, check out that Straight From Kate and Sarah episode in January, where we talk in detail about sleep in ways that you may not have ever thought about before. So it's really great when your body can make good energy, but it's also important to make sure that you aren't overspending it and digging that hole of depletion deeper. Here's a way to help yourself assess your capacity and stay within it, so you also fill your batteries and not just drain them. And note, I say batteries because in Chinese medicine, there are two. They are your kidneys and adrenal glands that sit on top of them. Here's how you do this. When you wake up in the morning, check in with yourself and ask, what percentage is my battery at right now? If you're at 80%, you may think, great, I have 80% to spend today. But no, actually, your body needs 50% of your battery to give you a truly restorative night's sleep. So you can only spend 30% that day. Take a look at your calendar and see what you need to do with that 30% battery. If you have way too much on your schedule, remove the things that don't need to get done that day. You can move them to tomorrow or put them aside for a day when you wake up with more energy. Do your best to only spend that 30%. Know that if you spend 40%, that your body can't do everything it needs to do overnight, and you may only wake up with 70% energy the next day, which means that that day you'll only have 20% to spend. Do you see how this goes? Stop for a second and recognize all the times that you've spent more energy than you woke up with, thanks to caffeine or sheer willpower to keep pushing and going and doing. And then realize that every time you did that and went to bed beyond exhausted, that you actually dug that hole of depletion deeper. Ugh, I know. I don't want you to beat yourself up for this, though. It already happened and you can't change the past. But now that you're aware of what you need to do now, you can make different energy cultivation choices moving forward. That said, I know this may sound nearly impossible because you likely have way more things to do than you have energy to do them. I felt this way too. But as I respected my capacity and did everything in my power to sleep well, I slowly but surely filled my batteries up over the course of about 2 years and eventually got back to my full capacity. Woo! And you know what was really interesting about that? Once I got into the habit of pushing the things that weren't priority from my schedule, I started to see how those things weren't actually priority at all. A lot of them weren't even necessary for me to do. And some of those things I never did again. And I am still not as busy as I was before burnout because I have cleared my schedule of all the BS I thought I should be doing or had taken on as my responsibility that certainly was not. So I encourage you to take this challenge of saving 50% of your energy every day and invest it in your healing process to help you get your energy back. I know some of you are going, wait, I am not even waking up with 50% energy in my batteries to start. I'm only at like 25. If that's the case, this is even more important for you to practice. You need to conserve as much of the energy you wake up with as you possibly can. If you have to do some tasks, do them with as little energy as possible. Not 110% like you've been doing. See if you can do things with like 10% or whatever the bare minimum is that it takes to complete that task. What I'm saying is that you need to do less than half ass it. Okay. I need you to quarter ass it or maybe even sliver ass it. Is that a term? Well, I'm going to create it right now. One last thing I want to add here is something I learned from my travel exhaustion. The sleep deprivation reminded me of how utterly exhausted I was at the worst of my burnout, but I noticed something important. Because I knew that the exhaustion was temporary, I knew what I needed to recover, and I knew what I needed to recover from it, which was some melatonin at the appropriate time in my new time zone and a couple of extra long nights of sleep once I could sleep. Then the exhaustion didn't have the extra weight to it that it did during burnout, because back at the peak of being fried, the exhaustion was extra heavy due to the deep despair I was feeling generally and the intense fear I had about it never going away, not to mention all of the added judgment, shame, and blame that I punished myself with for being burnt out in the first place. So please, if you've gotten this far, do what you can to help your body create more energy, like eat cooked food, process your emotions, do that resentment journal, tune into your heart, and function within your capacity, but not all at once. Okay. Start only one of these. And then after you've integrated that first one, add them in one at a time. But most importantly, right now, stop and give yourself a hug and acknowledge how much this sucks. And please borrow my trust that it's temporary and tell yourself that you will get better slowly and surely. Research says that it will take you about 5 years if you don't get help to recover from burnout. But it'll only take you 12 to 18 months if you do get help. So if those aren't your current expectations, please adjust your expectations and get the help that you need, whether it's from us or whoever you need it from, so that you can bounce back to your full capacity 3.5 years quicker than if you don't. And if sleep is your challenge of all the things I talked about today, go check out that episode from January 13th and use that info to dial in your sleep so you can build your chi that way. I know it's a lot, but you've got this and we've got you. If you do want some help, one way to get it is to go check out bit.ly/unfried to check out the website for the group program that I lead and add your name to the wait list, especially if you know that this is exactly what you need right now. I will be starting another group as soon as enough of you are ready. So add your name to that list today if you're ready for some group support. Another thing you can do is go see your local acupuncturist to help your body with this energy-making process and sleeping better. If you are in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area, I am one of your local acupuncturists. So if you want to come see me in person, go click on the link in the show notes and jumpstart your chi cultivation with me now. Until next time, keep building your energy and take care.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.